Okay, Ralph, we're back on the record.
All right, this is Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. It is 11:23 a.m. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to go back on the record. Is there a second?
This is Curtis. I second.
Curtis seconds the motion. We will do a roll call. Ralph Pittman, yes. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Russin?
Yes.
That was a yes. Wendy, we can barely hear you, but Wendy did acknowledge yes.
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
The motion is unanimous. And there is a quorum of the board present. The board has reviewed the information presented. At this time for consideration, the board makes the following recommendations and conclusion of relief. The board finds the allegations in order to show cause in case number OSC 2025-402 regarding Christopher Lawrence Butler, that allegation number one, on June 24th, 2009, respondent was issued a license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah. We find it to be factual. Allegation two, on March 3rd, 2025, respondent entered a guilty plea of three counts of voyeurism regarding Class A misdemeanor involving domestic violence in the Third Judicial District, Salt Lake County District Court, Salt Lake County, State of Utah, case number 241906889, to be factual. Allegation three, the information and declaration of probable cause for case number 241906889 state that videos on an SD card were found in respondent's pants by SN show respondent setting up a camera inside SN's daughter's KN's room facing toward the closet and window. We find that to be factual. Allegation four, on June 14th, 2024, a pretrial protective order was issued in a criminal matter finding the respondent represents a credible threat to the physical safety of KN and ordering respondent to stay away from KN's residence, school, and workplace. We find that to be factual. Allegation five, on March 3rd, 2025, in support of his guilty plea, respondent admits to installing a camera in his 19-year-old stepdaughter's room and that there were at least three separate videos on SD cards. We find that to be factual. Allegation number six, on April 21st, 2025, respondent was sentenced to a term of 364 days with 324 of those days suspended for each count for a total of 120 days in jail and fined $7,500 with $6,000 suspended for an actual fine of $1,500 with interest. We find that to be factual. Allegation seven, grounds for denial of licensure or disciplinary proceedings in this state include when the licensee has engaged in unprofessional conduct as defined in state or rule Utah Code 58-1-401-2A, we find that factual. Allegation eight, unprofessional conduct is further defined to include, in relevant part, engaging in conduct that results in a plea of guilty when considered with the functions and duties of the profession for which the licensee was issued or is to be issued, bears a substantial relationship to the licensee's or applicant's ability to safely or completely practice the profession. 58-1-501-2A3. We find that to be factual. As far as requests for relief, the board finds that finds respondent to have engaged in acts and practices and omissions as alleged herein. Two, that the respondent did engage in the above acts and practices and omissions and is found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct. And three, that an order be issued for A, revoking the respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah for a period of 5 years. B, requiring respondent to complete a physical evaluation, a substance use disorder and mental health evaluation, and a psychosexual evaluation with division approved licensed providers within 60 days preceding the reapplication of respondent, which clearly indicates respondent can safely resume practice as a registered nurse, and C, impose any such sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate under Utah Code 58-1-40212A. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion that the above information in regards to the facts in regards to case number OSC 2025-402 and the relief that has been presented by the board be accepted as recommendations to the division. Is there a second?
I'll second. Cheryl Stedman.
Cheryl seconds that. We'll do a roll call. Ralph Pittman? Yes. Cheryl Stedman? You're muted, Cheryl.
Yes.
Shane Yardley?
Yes.
Wendy Russin?
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
The motion passes unanimously. There are no abstentions and there are no objections. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, presenting the board's recommendations to the division director. Mr. Butler, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it's issued. Do either party have any questions? Mr. Butler, do you have any questions?
Yeah, but I don't know if you'd be able to answer it. During the time of revocation, do I still do continuing education?
So during that time, you won't need to do any continuing education because you won't have a license. You will need to check with the division prior to requesting relicensure if you wish to seek that in 5 years about any education requirements you may need to complete prior to that, as well as completing the recommended evaluations that we have recommended to the division for you.
Okay.
On that. Are there any other questions by either party?
The division doesn't have any questions.
As there are no further questions at this time, Mr. Butler, thank you for meeting with us today. As we end today's meeting, we would just like to encourage you to continue what you are currently doing to help you get back on track where you need to be able to hopefully come back and be a profession in the nursing community again. And we also would like to encourage you to reach out to your support system that you have. I know that that support system is kind of shattered right now, but we would encourage you to reach out to them when you feel you might be at your lowest to help you get through this and to be able to come back a stronger nurse, as you've said earlier today to the board, to be able to show that compassion, empathy and love for your patients that you might be taking care of in the future. We wish you the best of luck, Mr. Butler, and we hope to see you reapply within the next five years. Thank you for meeting with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This concludes the matter of the order show cause regarding Mr. Butler. I am showing that it is now 11:32. Our next item on the agenda, our next informal hearing is not scheduled until 12 noon. At this time, we will go off the record. So Kelly, let's go off the record. Everybody, please come back at 11:55. So we'll be ready and we can do another roll call to ensure we do still have a quorum, and we'll proceed with our informal hearing for Mr. Caldwell.